Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible today, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, and we continue our study on the subject dealing with doubts. Thus far in our study, I have pointed out to you, we can know we're saved by the Word of God. Number two, we can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. But I want to deal on the broadcast today with the fact that we can know we're saved by a work of heaven's grace. Friend, it's impossible to be saved and remain the same. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Now, when you preach that, you get in trouble, but it's still the truth of the Word of God. Yet, we sing it in the old song, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have joy in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart." And then one verse said, "I've ceased from my wandering and going astray. And then my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart." Thank God for the change that it makes when God saves a sinner. The Bible said in the book of Titus, chapter number 2 and verse number 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men." Then verse number 12 said, "Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world." Verse number 14 said, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." So grace does a work in our life that lets us know we're saved by the grace of God. In verse number 11, we learn that first of all, grace transforms us. The moment you're saved, grace does a work in your life. You do not have to work your way out of sins or offer your sinful habits, but grace immediately sets you free and makes you free from the bondage of sin that has bound you for all of these years. The Bible said in John chapter 8, verse number 36, "If the Son, therefore, make you free, then you're free indeed." One of the great blessings of salvation, the moment a person is saved, they experience a great liberation from their sin. And Jesus Christ is a great emancipator that sets us free from the bondage and the yoke of sin. So grace transforms us. Then in verse number 12, grace teaches us how to live. The Bible said, "Teaching us that denying all ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And then he goes on to talk about how we're looking for the coming of Christ, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice verse number 14. The Bible said, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." A man or a woman may not have any religious training at all and know nothing about the principles that are taught in the Word of God and not know anything really about the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. But the moment they turn from their sin to the Savior and God saves them by the marvelous grace of God. There is a transforming work inside them that assures them of their salvation. And then that same work of grace starts teaching them how to live. As I preach down through these years, it has been my joy to preach the Word of God and watch the saved people hear it and start living it. But then I tell you something even greater than that is to see a person who gets saved by the grace of God start studying the Bible and God work in their heart and the grace of God start teaching them, this is wrong. You should not be a part of it. This is right. You should be doing that. You see, grace opens your eyes, gives you discernment between right and wrong. Grace will direct you into the path you ought to go, and it will condemn you when you start doing the things that you should not do. So there is a work of grace that causes us to know what's right and what's wrong. And that is great evidence we're saved by the grace of God. One of the great excuses you hear of folk who want to live in sin is, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't feel like it's wrong. Well, dear friend, it might be there's something wrong with your seer and there's something wrong with your feeler. You see, if a man cannot see, he's either blind or he's in darkness. And both of those are words that are used to describe the condition of the lost. It's not taught in the Bible that a Christian can see. It's not taught in the Bible that a Christian cannot feel when he's wrong. No, my friend, grace teaches that person who is saved how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, then how to walk soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And you will notice there's both a negative and the positive. Grace teaches us what's wrong, and grace teaches us what is right. So when you're saved, the work of grace transforms you, and grace teaches you. So we can know we're saved by the work of grace in our lives. Let me just say this in my own testimony. Before I knew one verse to prove to you that I was saved, and before I knew anything about the person and the work of the Holy Spirit living inside me, bearing witness that I am saved, I can tell you there was something happened that night in my life that I knew I was a different person. I did not know the verse that I'm fixing to quote to you, but since then I've learned it, and what a blessing it is to read this verse and preach it and teach it over and over again and feel the assurance in my soul that I've had this experience in my own life. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, in the light of that verse, what's new about you? The moment you're saved, God makes you a new creature. Notice, if you will, four things in that verse. Notice the person. Therefore, if any man, the word man there is neuter gender. It's not speaking just about male species, but it's the word for mankind. Any person, any human being, any individual. Therefore, if any person, notice a position, be in Christ. You can join the Baptist church or any other church and never have a life change. But if you ever are saved by the grace of God, then God will give you a position in Christ that will make you a new creature. So we see the person, we see the position, we see the product. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And then we see that all things are become new. So we see, friend, that we can know we're saved by a work of grace. Number one, that grace makes us a new creature. I say to you, look back at where you made your profession of salvation. Was there a change in you? Was there a change in your lifestyle? Did you go on being the same old person, loving the same old things, doing the same old things you were always doing? That if there is no change in your life, then there is definite room for you to your salvation, because salvation changes sinners from sinners to saints. But then I want you to notice another verse. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Not only do I know I'm saved by the work of grace that makes me a new creature, but I'm saved by the work of grace that puts me in a position where I have no condemnation. Thank God, the moment that I came to Christ, a repenting sinner, God removed the condemnation and the fear of dying and going to hell were rolled away that night there at the altar place as I bowed before a God, cried out as a sinner for God to save me, and God saved me by the grace of God. You see, verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Romans chapter 8 teaches us three things. When you're saved, there is no more condemnation by sin. And then we learn in verse number 2, there is no more control by sin. The Bible said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. If you're saved by the grace of God, you've been made free from the governing authority of sin in your life. So we have no more condemnation by sin. We have no more control by sin. And then we have no more continuation in sin. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 3 and verse number 4. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, for in the flesh, sin condemns sin in the flesh. Here it is, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So, my friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, things, get these things and find out for sure of your salvation. Number one, look at the Word of God. Do not depend upon feelings. Do not depend upon what friends may say or think, but come to the Bible. Come to the Word of God, and the Word of God will clear your thoughts about your salvation. Read the book of 1 John. It will talk to you. It was written to those that believe that they may know that they have eternal life. So we look at the Word of God. Number two, we look at the witness of the Holy Ghost. He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And then number three, we can know we're saved by the work of heaven's grace. We're made a new creature. There is no condemnation. Let me say this again. It is not unusual for believers to doubt sometimes, but doubting should not be the rule of your life. It ought to be the exception. If you're filled with doubts today, search your salvation out in the light of the Word of God, in the light of the witness of the Holy Ghost, and in the light of the working of heaven's grace, and God will direct you as to your need. Father, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.